Junior writes, Evan and Pete, this game was full of emotions, lots of ups and downs, and here we are. I'm really happy that Severino was able to pitch through six innings. Jesse Winker was the real table setter. Jesse Winker got that first big hit, man. And that was a very, very important hit. And it's a reminder on why David Stearns went out and got him. Because even though Jesse went a while without hitting, went through a massive batting slump, and apparently was banged up. I didn't even know he needed imaging on his back and needed an MRI, but that came out the other day. I just thought he was sitting because he wasn't hitting. That's really all I thought it was. But he's a guy who's done it before, as we've seen, and he really does it to teams he wants to stick it to. He had good career numbers against Freddie Peralta. And again, when you make these decisions to start a Winker or start a J.D. Martinez, you got the ability to pinch hit for him. You know, you got that ability to quickly make a change. Oh, good. You want to hear from Jesse Winker? That's perfect. Here he is, the Wink Man himself, Jesse Winker.
Yeah, I just feel like it's the story of this team. You know, coming here at the deadline, I heard pretty much, you know, the full story about how the start and everything, and there's been a bunch of things thrown at this team, and just responding. You know, it's go time. You're in the playoffs. There's no time to really think about the doubleheader. We did our job there, and then, you know, we popped champagne, and then we got on the plane. I was like, all right, here we go.
Damn right. Pop that champagne and go. Sorry if you couldn't hear that. That's Jesse Winker talking after this game. Oh, here's the clip of him being asked about the exchange with Willy Adames. Let's see how the audio is on this one, because even though I don't care, I guess I'm kind of curious. Let's take a listen.
What was Adames saying to you after that?
Nothing.
What were you saying to him?
I don't really want to speak on it. I just want to focus on the game tomorrow.
Wow. You know what that shows you? It shows you that Jesse Winker and Willy Adames have major beef. Like, it's real beef that he's like, I don't even want to talk about it. And you know what? That's fine. I don't really care, because the beef goes back from before he was a Met. So it doesn't involve us. This is not related to the Rhys Hoskins situation.